first question is, tell me what your problem was and why you went to see Dr. Wagner.
Old age, bone on bone, arthritis, old ski injury, impaired mobility. I needed a knee replacement, but I didn't want to do it.
I don't blame you.
Right? And the more I looked into it, the scarier it got. They don't tell you about strokes after surgery. I mean, there's a whole lot of complications.
Yeah.
And so I did a lot of research. I procrastinated. And I actually knew of Sports Medicine Clinic from back in the day. They did a rebuild from when I had a ski injury and had to have ligament transplants and a whole knee rebuild. And Dr. Wagner, he's been doing this for like 23 years. I went and had the free lunch with the guys that advertised it up on Facebook. I looked into umbilical cord. I, in fact, had a friend of mine that graduated with me, was same class at Queen Anne High School. And so she was going through the journey at the same time, and we compared notes. And I so wish she had gone to Dr. Wagner, but that's another story. So, yeah, it took a couple of years to save up the money. Insurance doesn't cover it, and I'm so glad I did. It was worth the wait and worth the expense, every penny.
So tell me what was the change? And were you did your friend end up getting the knee surgery or what?
She did. She went with another outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And she is scheduled for surgery whenever the COVID thing is up and she can have elective surgery.
Yeah.
She did not have a good outcome. She's very disappointed. I had both of my knees done by Dr. Wagner January 2nd. And for my birthday on February 28th, my son took me out two-stepping at the Little Red Hen.
No.
Yes.
I've been there. Yeah. That's a lot of exercise.
Like, you know, my kind of bar where everybody knows your name, right?
Yeah.
It's been literally 5-6 years. Now, granted, when PJ started to try to twirl me, I was going, whoa, 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 cowboy. I'm not there yet. And but literally, my bedroom's on the third floor of my house. I've been sleeping on my couch on the second floor for 2 years because at the end of the day, there was just no oomph left to get up to the – I was falling asleep in front of the TV. I've been sleeping on the couch for – you know, that kind of just going up and down stairs.
Sure.
By the end of the day, I couldn't do. I was using a cane, chronic pain. So I just can't say enough good. I really can't.
So what's your pain level? What's your pain level now?
Well, my right knee is having a little, you know, muscle issue and stuff, and I need my physical therapy, which is closed, and I need my swimming pool. But my pain level is like down at around a 2. And I still have a few months of recovery, and I should lose a couple pounds. But no, my pain level in that knee is like at a 0. I've gone from 10 to 0. I'm just thrilled.
Wow. It's hard to lose a couple pounds when you can't walk upstairs.
Yeah, it is a conundrum. Yeah, well, and you know, that was the other thing. The knee replacement doctors were like shaming me. Like, well, you know, the problem is that you're overweight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we can't do the knee replacement surgery until you lose 50 pounds. And, you know, kind of like it's all my fault kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they, for the success of the surgery, I had to quit smoking and I had to lose 50 pounds and I had to, and I did not have that kind of, I didn't feel bad as a patient. Mm-hmm. There was none of that put on me. And
when
so
you went to Dr. Wagner, you mean?
Right. Yeah. No, never a thing about my weight, never a thing about, and I did, I made the, I did this quit smoking and now 10 months in, now I'm going to start dieting again for the millionth time. But back to Dr. Wagner, wonderful doctor. The whole experience was, you know, the only little caveat was, of course, the bone marrow extraction, which I was told was just a little bit like childbirth for a second. What they didn't realize was all four of my children were adopted. So there was, there was a brief moment of expression there, but I mean, well worth every second of it. And I'm going to go back to him and say, what else can we fix on my body as soon as I can afford it? It was well worth every single penny of it. I would not hesitate to do it again.
Well, that's great. That is a great story. I'm so glad it worked out so well for you.
I'm thrilled.
All right.
Absolutely thrilled. And you tell Dr. Wagner, again, a million thanks. I can't say enough good about the whole procedure.
We will. Thanks, Lisa.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.